It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central. What promises to be a very fun edition of the show. We've got great stuff to talk about today, Nathan. We got three topics here that I think we could spend hours on, and yet we only have about an hour to get to all three of them. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. These topics are going to be great today. I cannot wait for the show. I cannot wait.
Yeah, this is fun stuff. So I reached out to Nathan. I said, I want you to come up with your list of the five worst singers of all time. So Nathan's got five. I've actually got six. One of them is not.
I got more than five.
Tremendously well known. So I didn't want to waste. It's like Macy Gray. I hate Macy Gray, but that's not a very well known singer. So we'll get to the list here in a second. If you want to join in, believe me, I would love to hear your thoughts on the worst singers of all time. Nathan already pissed me off with one of his, going back to the 80s. But we'll get to those here in a few minutes. We're also going to play some 80s music trivia. Everybody knows I love that. But this is a sports show, so we're going to start with sports. Nathan, did you see ESPN ranked the 100 greatest athletes since 2000? All right, and so I got a lot of problems with this list. I think this list is absolute trash, and I mean, I'm going to pile it up, I'm going to pull down my pants, and I'm going to take a big old you-know-what on this list, because I think this list is complete and total garbage, starting with number one. Did you have as strong of an opinion on the list as I did, or no?
I mean, I thought it was pretty abysmal. I don't know if it was the worst thing I've ever seen, because I've seen some lists in which I'm like, what is going on here? But there's definitely a lot of question marks. I mean, I don't know who they had ranking these, to be honest. Was it just a combination of people? I'm assuming it was the entire ESPN staff put together a list or something like that, and they tried to average it out. But I mean, the number one.
We'll get to it.
I'm not going to spoil it, but it's just baffling. Like, it's a great athlete, but I don't know about number one. I don't know about that. The 21st century.
Ooh. It's ranking the top 100 professional athletes since 2000. Before I start this, let me ask you, what is the greatest accomplishment by any athlete ever?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. I don't know. I can't tell you off the top of my head. That's tough to think about. I mean, there's so many.
For years and years, I went with Cal Ripken's streak, 2,631 consecutive games. To me, the greatest accomplishment by any athlete in the history of the world is Tom Brady winning 7 Super Bowls.
Okay.
No other quarterback has more than 4. He's been to 10 Super Bowls, for crying out loud. So if you, I'll challenge anybody anywhere to come up with, on a prorated basis, this would be like a baseball player hitting 11 or 1,200 home runs, not just 762 like Bonds. I would challenge anybody to come up with a greater personal achievement than 7 Super Bowl championships when no other quarterback has more than 4. So it is clear to me that Tom Brady should be number one on this list. He is not. Do you take umbrage at all, Nathan, with my assertion that from an individual standpoint, 7 Super Bowl titles, what can be higher than that?
I don't know what can be higher than that, but I mean, it is one of the greatest achievements in sports. I think it's definitely up there. I don't know if it's the greatest.
But you got to give me one. You can't challenge my assertion if you don't have one.
I mean, I don't think LeBron should be ahead of him, but if we're talking about pure athlete dominant on a sport, I would say he might have been a little bit more.
LeBron's won four. Tom Brady's got seven.
That's true, but LeBron did play with a ton of very, very mediocre
You're
teams.
Talking about the plumbers and things and, yes. And guys that he's taken to the finals.
I mean, from 2003 to 2010, until he got to the Heat, I think.
But LeBron's lost, what, six or seven
times?
He has,
but he's also gotten there. Now, now, in the Jordan situation, I don't hold that against him, but here I think it does help him a little bit if we're just talking about, you know, athletes of the 21st century. I think you got to give him some credit for
LeBron
just getting there.
Is the second greatest basketball player of all time.
100%. Not even it's literally 1A, 1B with him and Jordan. But
so let's go over the top 10. Okay, these are the top 10 professional athletes, and I'm going to have to go to 11 because my biggest beef on this list is not just number one. It's number 11. Number 11. So the number one athlete of the 2000s. Is a guy who partakes in a sport that only shows up once every 4 years, and we don't pay attention to it because very few people in this country really partake in it at a very, very high level. But more than Tom Brady, more than LeBron James, ESPN has decided that the greatest athlete of the 2000s is swimmer Michael Phelps. I would not have him in my top 30.
Top 30 might be push. I'd probably put him in the top 30 just because he does have, it says right here, 28 Olympic medals,
okay.
23 gold
great.
Medals.
And how
so
many people? How many people in this world swim competitively at that level? 2,000? 4,000?
I mean, probably. But you got to think.
6,000?
He is dominating that, though.
We have 8 billion people in the world, and we have maybe 5,000 people that swim at a professional level across the whole planet. 5,000?
How many people are playing professional quarterback in the NFL every year?
Well, in terms of the kids who play football at a high level, well, there's 130 Division I football programs and another 200 probably FCS and Division II and all that. And every high school in this country plays high school football. So
every high school in this country has a swimming team too. For the most
don't
part.
No, they don't.
No,
I've
not
never
everyone.
Lived anywhere other than here that has a swimming
really?
Team. Never in Arkansas,
like
Virginia.
I feel like it's
some
very popular.
Time I spent
now.
In Arizona. Now I think they do now, but high school. Okay, but how many people are on a high school swimming team at a really high level? At a really high level, six.
Six probably. How many are
three?
Really high? Yeah, probably. How many are at a high level for a quarterback, though?
40 high-level football players at every high school in this country.
We're talking quarterbacks, though.
I'm not talking quarterbacks.
I'm talking
football players. I got a problem with them ranking a swimmer number one.
I do, too.
I think it's running backs.
I think it's blasphemy. He should not be number one. I'm agreeing with you there. I think we can't take away from his accomplishments.
I can take away from his accomplishments because he's at the top of the world in a very small sport that not everyone in the world takes part in.
You can say
they don't take part in American football either, but I'll guarantee you, in terms of the number of millions of players who have played American football, it's probably 3 million to 1 for every high-level swimmer.
I don't know about that. I think.
You know how many kids play football in this country every single year? We have 10,000 high school football teams in this country. I'm talking about in terms of just swimmers versus football players.
There's definitely more quantity.
How many swimmers are there in this country total, at the high school level or above?
I mean, I couldn't give you a number, probably.
2,000?
I was thinking a little more, probably
5,000?
I was probably thinking around 10.
You think
there.
There's 10,000 swimmers in this country, high school,
high
college,
school, collegiate,
and pro?
Professional? Yeah, probably.
No way.
I'm going to look it up real
no
quick.
No way. Let's look it up. So I got a big, big problem with Michael Phelps being number one on this list. But I've got an even bigger problem because we can debate that all we want. We may not agree. But I've got an ironclad
You're
debate
not gonna believe this.
On this. How many?
Over 300,000 in 2019 competed in swimming at the high school level.
300,000 high school kids?
136,638 males, 173,000.
300,000 people competed in high school swimming in this country?
That's what it says, according to...
I gotta find that out, because... All right.
It's popular. Now, it's not as popular as football, but it is a very popular sport. Now, again, Phelps, I don't think should be number one on this list.
I'd like to see what compete means, like what a high level swimmer is, like how many schools have enough high level swimmers, more than six or seven high level swimmers.
Well, we'll have to figure out. I'm going to look do a little bit of research.
I used to
break
take
here.
The swimming calls at the Altoona Mirror, and we'd get the Altoona High and the Hollidaysburg and Central Cambria. There's only a handful of schools around here that swim. Mm-hmm. And the same 4 to 5 kids basically dominate the whole meet.
But that's how Phelps is, too. He's dominated the Olympics. So,
correct. Yes. So it's not like track and field where you've got a 100-meter runner and a miler. They're not the same person. In swimming, it's basically all the same people. The same person does pretty much everything, mm-hmm. except for maybe sometimes the gigantic, really long events. But you don't have enough. The quarterback doesn't play linebacker. Mm-hmm. The quarterback doesn't play safety. The running back, now they do in high school sometimes, but you don't have that at the higher level. So that's what I'm talking about. How competitive is swimming when one person can dominate every single event? Tom Brady is not going to go outperform the linebacker at linebacker skills because it's a completely different skill. Shohei Ohtani is crazy. We basically had Babe Ruth and Shohei Ohtani are the only people in the history of the world that have been able to compete what they do, pitching and hitting a baseball. No one else has basically mm-hmm. ever been able to do it at a very high level because it's too. For Michael Phelps, that to me discounts swimming because it's almost like, well, Michael Phelps is pitching and now he's hitting and now he's in right field and left field and center field and he's the best at every position. That's not possible in any other sport.
You're right for you. You have a point on that. So I mean. Swimming is, I guess, if you can master it, because there's different strokes too. So that, that also helps. You got to be good at that too. You have to be an Olympic level for each one of those strokes. So I think, he top 30, I'd say for sure. Number one's definitely not his place on this list. But I mean, if we're talking about pure athlete, he has dominated swimming for the Olympics since 2008, whenever he had that big year in Beijing. So. Since then, he's really been on the map, and he's dominated swimming since I think his last year was 2016, and he at that point was still winning medals and stuff. So
here is number two. Here's my biggest beef on the list because I follow tennis extremely closely. Serena Williams is number two on the list. That is an absolute travesty. Serena Williams has 23 major championships, second most by any player all time, and she's second on this list. Well, the player who's first on that list is Novak Djokovic. He has the most major championships of any player all time, man or woman. Serena is number two. She has 23. Djokovic is number 11. He has 24. Djokovic won 24 major championships during an era also competing against Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, and Andy Murray, who they call it the Big Three. Andy Murray made it the Big Four. So not only is Djokovic, who has the most major championships ever, not ahead of Serena. He's not even ahead of Roger Federer, who has 20. Djokovic has a better head-to-head record against Federer. More major championships. Federer's number 6 on the list. Djokovic is number 11. Nadal, for those who follow tennis, is number 12. So they at least put Djokovic ahead of Nadal. But to me, I think the most disrespected athlete in the history of our world is Novak Djokovic because he is such a jackass. People hate him. Anti-vaxxing, speaks out against other stuff, always complaining on the court. I've watched a lot of Djokovic over the years. It's easy to not like Novak Djokovic. Serena Williams is a woman. She is an American. She is a minority. There are a lot of reasons to love Serena Williams. But the greatest tennis player, and it's not close really, on all surfaces, Nadal won most of his on clay, is Novak Djokovic, and he's 11 on the list while Serena is 2. Why on earth would they do that other than the fact that this is ESPN, she's an American, and they're trying to play to some diversity card by having her number 2?
To be honest with you, I don't follow tennis enough that I can tell you if which one of these guys separates himself. I'm going to trust you on this judgment.
Djokovic has a better head-to-head record against Federer and Nadal.
So then he should be.
And he's got more major championships than those.
So just because he's a jackass, you're saying he's...
He is a giant jerk. A lot of people hate Novak Djokovic. They were booing him at Wimbledon when he was playing 2 weeks ago against Holger Rune. And so he came out and complained about the disrespect. That's won Wimbledon seven times, and they're booing him. And so when he complained about getting booed, he got ripped even more. He's kind of like Larry David. Did you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm any at all?
I'm not.
So basically, Larry David goes through life, and if something kind of irks him or whatever, you know how something will irk you in your day? Like maybe you'll be at the grocery store, and somebody will do something, it'll just kind of irk you. What do you do?
I usually brush it off for the most part. I'm just going to sweep it under the rug.
The whole premise of Curb Your Enthusiasm is Larry David would go say something. That's the whole show. If you've never watched it, say somebody is at Martin's and they lick their finger before touching a piece of produce. Well, that's kind of gross, but almost no one would ever go up and say something to the person because we fear confrontation.
Yes.
Larry David would go up and say, "What are you doing? You can't do that. What are you, some kind of gross... unsocial, uncivilized person?" Then there would be a giant fight and argument in the grocery store because Larry David broke the social moray of going up and saying. So anyway.
That'd be entertaining if I saw that every
day. That's Novak Djokovic.
Okay.
Djokovic is like the guy that everybody hates because he complains about things.
Okay.
See what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So, if we're just talking pure athletes, he should be above those guys. And again, Serena being two is... ridiculous. I understand she might be one of the greatest female athlete of all time.
It's funny. It even says in her key accomplishments, 23-time major champion, second most by any player all time. Well, the person who has the most is also in this century and also did it. Look, with all due respect to women's tennis, there were long periods of time with Serena Williams dominated where she was playing a bunch of terrible players. Djokovic had to go through Federer, Nadal, Alexander Zverev in recent years, Carlos Alcaraz, who's gotten the best of him, Casper Ruud. There have been tremendous, tremendous men's tennis players for the last 20 years, and they've got Serena at number 2 and Djokovic number 11.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, at this point, you should just make a separate list right here, females and males, because you can't. It's really hard to rank them, because I don't want to sound like a jerk, but if Serena truly is going up against any of these males, she wouldn't be ranked in the top 100.
This is a diversity pick. By ESPN. To me, this is 100%. A diversity pick. They wanted to make sure they got a woman, a minority, up high on the list.
Well, Katie Ledecky is at 15, too.
And how many gold medals does she have?
I think it said like 23.
So she passes Michael Phelps, who has 28, does she move up?
21. 21 golds.
See my point with swimming? All right, so anyway, Lionel Messi, number 3. I guess.
That's fair.
I guess. Fair. LeBron, number 4. Tom Brady, number 5. Roger Federer, number 6. Simone Biles, number 7. You can see what they're doing here. They're trying to include a lot of different sports and a lot of different athletes. No baseball players yet. Tiger, number 8. Now, keep in mind, this was just from the 2000s. Tiger had great success in the late 90s, so you can't count 3 or 4 of those majors he won there. Number 9, Usain Bolt.
So what do you think about Usain Bolt being at 9's too high? Because he's in a sport in which you know...
Does he still hold the record?
Yes, I don't even really think it's close.
He is, I think he set it to 9.58 seconds, still stands today.
9.58, yep.
For a record like that to stand for 15 years... I would tend to believe the fastest man on earth does belong in the top 10.
Okay. I think that's fair. I just didn't know because of the swimming thing.
You know why? Because there's 8 billion people on the planet. 8 billion people run.
True. So, you don't think there's anybody faster in the world than Usain Bolt? You think he's the fastest guy in this world?
You know, I don't know about now. I don't know if anybody's gotten close in recent years, if the record still stands.
I don't think the record's going to stand for another 12 years. I think in the next 3 Olympics, it's going to be broken.
Kobe is number 10, and then Djokovic 11, Nadal 12, Cristiano Ronaldo 13, Steph Curry 14, Katie Ledecky 15. Again, you can see Tim Duncan 16. You can see what they're trying to do is incorporate a whole bunch of different sports, men and women, in this top 20. Shaq 17.
That's interesting to me.
Duncan over Shaq, yeah.
I mean, Duncan's very underrated. I don't know if I'd put him above Shaq, just because I think Shaq was that dominant.
Shaq was a finals MVP in 99 and 2000. I wonder if they're taking some away from him because some of his accomplishments were in the 90s.
Yeah, he came on 92.
Duncan
drafted.
Duncan was totally the 2000s. So Lewis Hamilton, auto racing 19th. I don't think I've ever heard that name in my life, but they've got an auto racer at number 19. You ever heard Lewis Hamilton's name?
I've heard his name, but having him above Aaron Donald, who's 20, is
seven-time Formula One champion. So again, so you can see the political correctness on this list. My biggest beef, we can talk about Michael Phelps all we want, but my biggest beef is if you've got Serena on this list at number 2 and Djokovic at number 11, I mean, that's literally like putting Patrick Mahomes ahead of Tom Brady. Mahomes has 3. Tom Brady's got 7.
Yeah, you can't do it yet. You can speculate one day.
You
but
can
it's
speculate,
not there.
But you there is no speculation with Serena. She's retired. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Djokovic will ever win another one because you got Carlos Alcaraz there, but Djokovic could wind up at 26 to Serena's 23 majors. So, all right, we're gonna have some fun coming up after this. We're gonna get into the worst singers of all time. Nathan's got his top 5 list. I got mine.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Whether it's popcorn for a movie or chips for a family picnic, great times and great snacks go hand in hand. Davison Snacks Outlet is your go-to place for snacks. Whether you want crispy, savory, or sweet, everything from small bags to bulk packages and gift baskets too. Davison Snacks has Martin's Chips and Snacks, jerky from Bronco Billy's and Rougarou, All-Star Cotton Candy, Little Debbie Snack Cakes, Boyer Candy, Dots Pretzels, Wise Snacks, and more. Life is better with snacks from Davison Snacks Outlet, 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncan.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn Mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
At Shoofly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoofly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoofly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoofly's fit specialists, visit their website, shooflystores.com. Shoofly. Your feet will thank you.
We've got a lot of baseball traditions here at the Pirates, but this one, it's all about Pittsburgh. It's Yinzerpalooza weekend, presented by Mrs. T's. Head to PNC Park July 19th through the 21st to celebrate everything you love about this place when the Pirates take on the Phillies. Friday, enjoy a post-game Jambelli fireworks show. Then Saturday, fans take home a rapping Wiz Khalifa bobblehead. And Sunday, kids 14 and younger get a pierogi plush. Grab your tickets at Pirates.com. It's time to show Pittsburgh some love.
The women of country music will take center stage this weekend. Martina's gonna belt, Patsy will croon, Reba will sass, and Dolly will float that voice right to the top of the Smokies on our feature of the Queens of Country. Find out who the real country queen is this weekend on Rick Jackson's Country Classics.
Rick Jackson's Country Classics, 9 to noon Sundays on 1370 AM and 96.1 Hank FM. Hank FM!
All right, we got a fun little exercise for you. 946-0435, you want to join us, by the way. Anybody want to take umbrage to what we were discussing in the ESPN Top 100 Athletes list? Nathan and I, we're going to have some fun here. We do a lot of music stuff on the show, and we do best singers and trivia and all that. I asked Nathan to come up with a list of the worst singers of all time, and he pissed me off when he picked this one, because this just kind of makes me angry. So Cyndi Lauper is on your list of the worst singers ever. Why is that?
I don't know. It's her voice that just bothers me. It's like screeching. Uh-huh. Oh, I just, there'll be a little bit of a theme on my list about that.
Okay, you got the annoying voice thing. Yes,
but hers, I don't think works for the music she's trying to make. That's why I don't think so. So the other two guys that I have kind of like that, it works with their music, so I don't mind it as much. But hers, like, it's just that poppy feel, and it just doesn't work. For me, just the screeching, it's like nails against chalkboard. It just doesn't belong.
So Cyndi Lauper, and you don't have these ranked, right?
I don't have them. There's no particular
order. So give me a couple more. I don't know Nathan's list yet. So who else you got?
All right, so I tried to throw in a modern one. The modern one I have is Billie Eilish. I think she's her voice.
I agree. She was going to be on my list. That Barbie song makes me want to drive my car off the road every time I hear it, because it's just so freaking unbelievably depressing. I've not seen Barbie. I don't want to see Barbie. The song makes me want to take a Barbie doll and like shred it and everything. It's like, how depressing can you be with that song?
Oh, man.
I took it to another level.
Took it to another level. I was not expecting that.
All right, so Billie Eilish. All right, well, who else?
I threw a rapper in there. Lil Wayne, I think he's great, great rapper, but his voice just isn't very good as
okay,
it is.
Okay, all right.
And the two I have like Cyndi Lauper, I have Axl Rose. Again, I love Guns N' Roses. Guns N' Roses is a great band, and it works in that band, but if you're just talking about voice, it's just not great. He's like just screaming, it feels like, all the time. And then I also have Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day, kind of the same type of thing. It seems like his voice isn't the greatest, but it works for the type of music he's putting out, at least, so it kind of all goes together. So it's not like the worst thing to listen to, but their voices itself just is not fantastic.
Now, I know you mentioned this guy as well. I think
this is my number one. That's why I saved it.
I think this guy has the worst singing voice of all time. He is a superstar. He is an icon. He is legendary. His lyrics are incredible. His voice is god-awful. Do the bumps of dime in your prime. I can sing that. Do the bumps of dime in your prime, didn't you? I mean, I can sing Bob Dylan. Hey, listen to me singing. I'm going to sing a song for you. I mean, I don't know how in the world he ever got a record contract.
Everybody says because of his lyrics. That's the only reason. To me, it just sounds like he's congested all the time.
Yeah, I just can't. I know he is such a legend, but I just can't with him. Now, the other guy I can't with, my thing with songs is I want to be able to hear and understand the words. I want to know what you're saying. If I can't figure out what it is you're enunciating, and if I've got to go look at the lyrics to read what it is that you're actually saying, then I got a big problem with you. And Bob Dylan certainly falls in that category. I think this guy is number one.
It's pretty bad.
This guy owns the category. At home, drawing pictures of mountaintops with him on top. Lemon yellow sun, arms raising a beam. But then now, I know Jeremy very well, so I know all the words there by heart, and that is a very intriguing song. But Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam, Nathan, I just can't. I don't know why he chose to sing every single word in every song, like with some crazy inflection. It's almost like, let me see if I can fool you with every word.
Yeah, that's tough, because I do like Jeremy. That's a good song. I was asking my brother, I was like, hey, give me some ideas, because this is who I got so far. He said him. I'm like, that's pretty good guy right there to put on the list. I mean, I'm not huge on Pearl Jam in the first place. This is kind of the only song I really like, but I could definitely
see
why.
Well, they all sound like that.
They do. It's just that one, I guess because it's really popular, I guess I like it. So my dad always listened to Pearl Jam on the radio in the car. I was always like, not a fan. Not
so
a fan.
I got Eddie Vedder. I got Bob Dylan. I mentioned Macy Gray earlier. She's got that raspy. I'm not even going to do it because she's not overly well known. I have on my list Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
Now,
interesting.
I truly enjoy the Wrecking Ball song. I love the Wrecking Ball song.
That'd be the one I would think you were pointing at for
no,
worst singing.
No, it's but her, even in that song, her voice is so grating. Like you mentioned Cyndi Lauper earlier, the voice just powers down over you. Get in trouble. It's manly. It's kind of she has kind of a manly voice that I struggle with Miley Cyrus. Now, I will listen to garbage like Party in the USA. I will
That's
listen to it.
That's a banger.
And she's got a song called The Climb. Mm-hmm. I know someone who his fiance died 14 years ago, and at the funeral they played The Climb like over and over. It's a great song, but her voice is just such that I struggle with it. So the others on my list, Ozzy Osbourne.
Ooh, ooh.
Don't know what the hell he's saying. I just don't have any clue. And then watching the TV show, The Osbournes. How in the world Ozzy ever got on TV talking like that? But you have any problem with Ozzy Osbourne?
That didn't even cross my mind. That's a really good one. His music's iconic, but kind of like the Guns N' Roses thing with Axl Rose, I guess his voice just isn't great. You're right on that.
And the last one, and again, you can call me sexist here because I'm kind of lumping this, is Cher.
Oh, yeah.
Manly voice, very powerful voice. I mean, I like her songs. Do you believe in life after love? I mean, but it's a very powerful kind of manly, strong voice that even though I like the songs, I can't too much with Cher.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a big Cher fan, so I'm fine with you putting that on the list. I'm not a big fan of her.
All right, anybody want to weigh in with their list of worst singers? We got Jerry. I thought you'd enjoy this little thing, Jerry. What you got, man?
Well, now, as far as worst singers, do they have to, like, have to,
Oh, you broke up. What was the question there? You broke up. What was the question there again?
Do they have to have something out on the radio, or could it be like, I mean, I know this sports guy that sings, but I don't think he's ever put out any records.
Oh, you're cutting me deep. I think I'm a better singer than some of these people. I think I'm a better singer than Eddie Vedder. I can't sing for crap. I still think I'm a better vocalist than Eddie Vedder.
All right. Hey,
I guarantee you I'm a better vocalist than Bob Dylan. Anybody can get on the radio and sing like this, and oh, my goodness, oh, my gosh, hey, I'm Bob Dylan. You know what the hell I'm even talking about? That sounded like Cheech and Chong, actually.
You're gonna break Galen Bickle's heart. He loves Bob Dylan.
All right.
All right. Okay, so my list. Now, these singers I like, actually, but they have terrible voices, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
Neil Young.
Yep.
Johnny Cash.
Oh, interesting. Ooh. I saw Neil. I was Googling this earlier to kind of get a feel for what a lot of other people think. Neil Young's name showed up on a lot of lists. The number one name I saw on a lot of people's list was Kesha.
I saw that too.
Yeah, Kesha's the worst singer ever for a lot of people. Okay, anyway, what else you got, Jerry?
Yeah, I've never been able to understand why Johnny Cash is such an icon. But anyway, this next guy I really like, but it's Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
I don't think he has a great voice at all. And then the worst voice I ever heard on a record, and it's not even close, is Yoko Ono.
Yeah. I did not go that route. Again, when I was Googling earlier today, and Nathan was probably doing the same thing, The names I saw on a whole bunch of lists were Kesha and Yoko Ono. I didn't grow up with Yoko Ono. To me, that's kind of low-hanging fruit. I'm not sure how many people have really truly heard Yoko Ono. They hate her because of what she did with the Beatles. Is she really that bad? I'm not sure I've ever heard her sing, Jerry. God. Is it really terrible?
It's the worst thing that you could possibly listen to. I bought the album Double Fantasy about around the time John Lennon died. And I think she sings half the songs. Oh my gosh. You've got to Google Yoko Ono and you won't believe how bad she is.
I almost did it today when we were kind of playing around with this, but have a lot of people heard her sing? Let me rephrase that. Can we judge Yoko Ono with any level of unbiasedness, or do we just automatically hate her?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like one of the people on your list, Miley Cyrus, but I mean, personally, I shouldn't even say that. I heard her interview recently, and she didn't sound bad, but anyway, but I can enjoy her singing, you know. I mean, I understood what you said, but yeah, I don't base my opinion on Yoko Ono on, you know, her personal life or what she did with the Beatles. I base it on just how horrible she is.
I'm intrigued now. I'm intrigued. I'm going to play some Yoko Ono here coming back from the break.
Oh, the poor listeners. Is there
a particularly terrible song?
I can't say it's particularly a terrible song, but she did Shooting Star.
Okay, I'll find that. I'll find some video. We'll play that here in a second. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. 946-0435. One name that showed up, if you were looking earlier, Nathan, I saw a lot of people threw Justin Bieber's name in there.
Yeah, I saw it too. I don't understand that. Same with Kesha.
I think he's a pretty damn good vocalist. If you want to hate on Justin Bieber for being popular when he was 14 years old, that's fine. My wife played me a Justin Bieber song when it was first out 3-4 years ago, some new hit. I can't remember which one it was. And all I really remembered was Justin Bieber, the young punk that everybody wants to kind of look down on. And she played me the song one night 3 or 4 years ago. Great song. She says, who you think sings that? I'm like, I don't know. You know, and she said, it was Justin Bieber. And my mind was blown because it was incredibly well done. Tremendous vocal range. Very sensitive in the lyrics. So you could hear what he was saying, which, again, I like that. But the same with Yoko Ono now. I know a lot of people hate Yoko Ono. I wonder if we don't like singers' voices because we don't like them as people. Can we differentiate Justin Bieber, if you think he's a punk, which he's really not, he's actually kind of a good dude, versus does he actually have a vocal range?
Just for me personally, I separate, you know, my feelings towards someone just by their personality than their music as well. Like, I separate those two. I like Bieber. I think he's a great singer. I don't know about a person. I mean, I'm sure he's good now, but like you said, he had that reputation of a punk back in the late 2000s, early 2010s. Like Yoko Ono, I mean, I've never heard her sing. I don't want to put it on the list because I'd never heard her sing. But again, this was toward the top of a lot of people's list. I don't hold anything she did with the Beatles against, you know, her singing ability. If it's that terrible, which we'll hear in a little bit here, then, you know, maybe she is that terrible of a singer. So for me personally, I don't differentiate, you know, people's personalities from their singing, their vocal range and stuff like that. I separate the two and I judge based on just their musical ability.
Yeah, just like you have to do with athletes. There are a lot of jerks who are athletes, yes. But you judge them based on their sports. But I can't actually find any Yoko Ono songs. You know, typically, you know how it goes. You go to like a search and it'll, you know, there you can find the songs. Now I'm going to YouTube here, but I'm not finding a whole lot.
Man, they really try to wipe it off the internet.
Maybe so. All right, Nathan's going to take over here after the break. But when we come back from the break, I'll try to find a Yoko Ono song if we can find a particularly heinous one.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
Pacificos, bread and rolls, Pacificos, bread and rolls, Pacificos, Pacificos, bread and rolls, Pacificos, bread and rolls, Pacificos, bread and rolls, Pacificos.
All right, we're welcome back here. Nathan's going to take over. I was trying to find some terrible Yoko Ono stuff here, and the first song I happened upon, Nathan, you said it. I was kind of thinking it. What'd you say?
I said it's not as bad as I thought it'd be, to be honest. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, I'm going to go out and listen to this, but it wasn't terrible.
Here's one called Kiss, Kiss, Kiss. We didn't listen to this one. This is pretty bad.
Yeah, that especially that last part, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on in this song.
Yeah, quite a change from song to song, we'll say that. Ooh.
All right, I'm going to let Nathan take over.
I'm throwing that one on Music Trivia next week.
While I laugh here. That was pretty darn bad.
All right, so that was pretty bad. Oh, my gosh. So if you need something to get you through listening to Yoko Ono, go to J.M. Boswell's because...
You might need something stronger.
You're going to need something stronger to get through. Oh, man. That was terrible.
The first one wasn't horrendous. It was called Hell in Paradise. But this Kiss, Kiss, Kiss song is crap, crap, crap.
That's a better way to put it. Go to 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA, 9 to 5, Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell's pipe. All right, so, yeah, Yoko Ono, not particularly great singer. You know, I feel like that song, you say Kiss, Kiss, Kiss?
This was Kiss, Kiss, Kiss. The one we were listening to before was called Hell in Paradise, and I just feel like there's a lot going on in these songs. There's just like a lot of crazy things happening here, like musically.
Yeah, play that real quick. We'll give them a little sample of that.
That's called Hell in Paradise. And the problem with it is you can't hear her. The music is
so loud.
Yeah,
the music's very loud.
That you can't hear. Maybe that was the strategy.
That should be the strategy. How about just making an instrumental? Get any lyrical ability out of her.
There's a lot of stuff going on in this video.
So there is, too. It starts off with, banging on a gong or something?
So there's two little people, a very, very short little person, then a little person who's maybe 8 inches taller, then Yoko Ono, who's probably 4'8", maybe, I don't know, 4'10". Then it's a man that's 8 inches taller than her, then a man 8 inches, and they're doing this like size thing, like rolling around on a building here kind of deal. And so the whole thing is like it looks like the bars on your cell phone, like the short bar going up to the high bar.
What do they call them? Russian nesting dolls? Whenever they
that's right.
What it looks like. Just five different size humans doing terrible dances. Oh my goodness!
I can't anymore. That's almost as bad as the Journey Separate Ways video. Are you familiar with
I'm not familiar with that.
Where they're on the pier? Surely you've seen this.
Pull it up, real quick. I might have seen it. I like the song. I haven't seen the
phenomenal
video.
Song, but this is one of the worst videos of all time. You've seen it. They're just standing there, like singing and dancing on a pier, and there's really nothing else going on. They had to shoot a video in one day, so they all just go out to this pier in New Jersey, and they're just hanging around.
Okay, that is horrendous.
Yeah, they're just like hanging around this pier.
The outfits,
and they're and for some reason. On the pier, there's no one else around except this hot chick in a leather skirt keeps walking by.
That's so hilarious.
There's no reason for her to be there.
She just happens to keep going back and forth.
Yeah, Separate Ways, one of the great songs of all time, but this is one of the worst videos ever. And they all joke about it, you know, 40 years later.
I mean, they should. For a big song, you need to do a little bit better than that.
Speaking of which, so tomorrow, Separate Ways, the band... is here. Separate Ways is a Journey cover band. They're playing Rock in the Yard.
I'll be attending.
And they are you?
Yep.
They are phenomenal. We heard them here 2 to 3 years ago when they were here. They actually will sing Oh Sherry also, which is a Steve Perry song and not a Journey song. But I remember 2 years ago when we sang it, that was the highlight of the concert because I've been to so many Journey concerts and they just sing the Journey songs.
Yeah.
Separate Ways, the band, they'll sing Oh Sherry.
That's
which
nice.
Is great. It was a nice little touch. It was a great addition.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited to see them more. I haven't seen them. I like Journey.
Eight o'clock tomorrow. My son's baseball game is at 6 in Tyrone. And so we're going to be done 7:30, 7:45. So then we're going to all rush back.
You'll get there in time.
So not only we got this, but then I've got real Journey next Thursday. Journey and Def Leppard in Hershey.
You got it all lined up.
I'm in heaven, man.
You're in heaven. All right. You want to hit out some music trivia? You want to play some music trivia?
Anybody wants to call? If you guys want to interrupt our music stuff, it's a Talk Sports 9460435. But I knew we were going to have a tough time fitting all this stuff in. I said we had three topics today that we could spend an hour on.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, transitioned well from
that was good
from Journey's horrendous video.
We have 6 or 7 minutes to crank off 80s music trivia. I think I did like 8 and 7 the last two times. So I'm
good memory if that's right.
I'm guessing Nathan's gonna really up the ante on these 80s music trivia questions.
All right, so let's start with number one. Which famous guitarist played on the song "Beat It" with Michael Jackson?
Eddie Van Halen.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't know if that was super common knowledge because I did that at music trivia and a lot of people didn't get that.
Oh, really?
Which I thought it was.
You got to figure at that stage what your guesses are. I knew that because I've actually heard that on countdowns. But you can only guess him, Eric Clapton,
yep.
Mark Knopfler. That really would have been about it in 82. Yeah. I mean, how many other great?
Yeah, there wasn't a ton around at that point. All right. Which duo sung the famous song "I've Had the Time of My Life"?
I've Had the Time of My Life was. Bill and Jennifer, it's from, yeah.
You got the first name.
It's Bill. I want to say it's Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes.
Spot on. There you go.
There we go. All right.
That was tough.
I
didn't know that
Bill Medley,
one.
Right?
That's a huge, it's Bill Medley.
Yeah.
A huge song, but I feel like people don't know the artist that much.
Yeah, that's true because they weren't huge star. Everybody knows Dirty Dancing. Everybody knows. Now, are you a Dirty Dancing fan?
So we had a big debate about this in the family.
I got to hear this. We can spend an hour on this. What?
I mean, it's not bad. It's the reason I don't like Patrick Swayze. I'm not going to lie.
Dirty Dancing is the reason you don't like Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
Is it because he's a 35-year-old hooking up with an 18-year-old in the movie?
Yeah, that's a little strange.
It is strange when you look back on it.
Yes.
If you look back on, I think Johnny is supposed to be like 25 in the movie. I think he's really like 33 or 35.
Probably,
maybe.
Yeah.
So
it's just, it's like Grease, it's like Saturday Night Fever. I just don't like those kind of movies. I'm just not fans.
Man, that's rough. Okay.
All right.
So Nathan doesn't like Cyndi Lauper or Dirty Dancing.
Thankfully, I didn't grow up in the 80s.
Oh, man.
All right. Who sang Never Gonna Give You Up?
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you. That was the Rick Astley.
Yep. All right.
So 3 for 3.
What song has the following lyrics? And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Holding her in his arms late, late. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Jesse's girl, Rick Springfield.
Yes. Isn't he in Clearfield? Is he? I think it was just like the 19th or 19th tomorrow. Might be tomorrow.
The song that I karaoke best is Never Surrender by Rick Springfield. I did it in Florida a few months ago. I'll play it here. Well, we don't have time. Maybe I can play a second. But everybody knows. No, I'm sorry. That was Corey Hart. Never Surrender was Corey Hart.
I think Rick Springfield's only hit was Jesse's Girl.
No, he had a couple other hits, but my mind got off track there onto Corey Hart with Sunglasses at Night. But Never Surrender. That's my go-to karaoke song. But I messed up the punchline with the Corey Hart.
All right.
So 4 for 4.
4 for 4 so far. What year did Sting leave the Police?
Okay, so they had the number one, I believe Every Breath You Take was the number one song of the year in 83.
Correct.
And so I will guess that he left the Police in 84.
86.
So he hung around longer?
Hung around for a few more years. I don't know, they probably had an album in between that, just probably didn't do crazy numbers. So
okay.
That's my guess why he left, I'm not exactly
all
sure.
All right, so, all right, 4 for 5, all right.
What is the most played music video on MTV? So it came from the 80s.
The most played music video. Okay. So.
It's not Separate Ways.
Yeah, I know The Bodyguard was with Whitney Houston. That wasn't until like 90 or 91. I Will Always Love You. That was big. Home Sweet Home for Motley Crue, I remember, was number one for like 90 consecutive days one time. But if I had to guess, I will say Sledgehammer.
Wow, that's right.
Whoa!
That's a good pull. I didn't know if you were going to get that one.
Nailed it!
That's a good pull.
Sledgehammer. You've seen Sledgehammer, right?
I have not seen Sledgehammer.
It is a stop-motion Peter Gabriel cartoon. So, like, they're stopping, and he did it for, like, 30 hours in a row. I'll show it to you during the break.
Imagine having someone do that nowadays.
It's like stop motion animation the whole way through. And so I remember it played a lot, but I didn't know if it was. All right, so 5 out of 6.
That's crazy. We're cooking here.
All
right. This artist was the only artist to have a pop song, or not pop song, I guess pop artist. I gave that away. So it's the only artist to have Song of the Year twice from the 1980s. One of it was when he was in a band. Or a duo,
right?
And then one was from a solo career.
I know it's George Michael.
It is George Michael.
Because that was Wake Me Up. It was Careless Whisper was 85.
Yep.
And I'm guessing the other one was it Wake Me Up Before You Go?
Wake Me Up was 84, and that wasn't
84. That was 84.
That wasn't
the number one.
It was
right?
Faith.
Faith was the other one.
That was 88.
Oh, so they were both solos.
They were both.
Because the history behind Careless Whisper.
Please tell me this because I got
slack for
this.
Amazing because it is on Wham's album. Remember you asked me about who's the other singer and I know Wham history.
Yes.
It's Andrew Risley. It's on Wham's album, but I believe the original track was listed as Careless Whisper by George Michael. So when Casey Kasem does his number one countdown for 1985, he's actually saying Wham. But historically, if you look at Careless Whisper, it is credited to only George Michael.
That's what's credited, yes.
It's credited to just George Michael.
100%.
So Faith was number one in what, 87?
88. It came out in 87, I guess it was 88.
87 was Walk Like an Egyptian, which is hilarious. That
came out in 86 too.
That was the number one song of the year. All right. I love those number one. Those 86 was Dionne Warwick and Friends. That's what Friends are for. I love those year-end countdowns, man. So what, I'm 7 for 8 or 6 for 7?
6 for 7 right
all
now.
Right.
What pop group played a free show in Central Park in 1981, which brought over 500,000 people?
Queen?
Wasn't Queen. Maybe one more guess here.
In Central Park.
1981 would not have been the height of their careers.
Right, because that would have been the height of Queen.
Yes.
The Eagles?
Wasn't the Eagles. It was Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, wow. 500,000 people
showed
up
for
that?
That's wild.
I was listening to They Call Me Al the other day with somebody with that crazy Chevy Chase video. They can call me. All right, 6 for 8. All right, go ahead.
In the 1980s, which country dedicated 4 street names to the Beatles?
Yeah, I don't know. Which country dedicated 4 street names? Well, the simple guess would be Great Britain, but that can't be it.
It's not Great Britain.
Yeah,
because
that wouldn't make any sense. I will say Australia.
No, Liverpool.
Liverpool is a country?
I think so. That's what it told me. I'm gonna double check.
No,
that.
I think that's a city in.
It isn't. Crap. Typo on the paper. It's a city in England. City in England.
All right. Okay. Cool. So that's where they're. There. Yeah. All right. So I'm 6 for 8 then, right?
We won't count.
We won't count that. All right.
What was the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, that's good. Wow. So my mind immediately goes to Joan Jett, but that can't be right. And there has to be somebody before her. It wouldn't be Stevie Nicks and Tina Turner. I will say Tina Turner.
Was not Tina Turner. We're looking for Aretha Franklin.
Is it? Okay. It's somewhat similar kind of time frame. What was the video I was going to play? Oh, we're going to do some Sledgehammer here after the break.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
Enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text ROCK to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text ROCK to 321321. That's ROCK to 321321.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
Remember when you used to cruise the boulevard back in the day? Maybe you stopped at JMP Automart to check out their inventory. Well, you know you still can. JMP Automart is still rocking Central PA with the best deals. Check them out online at jmpautomart.com, where you can apply for financing and see their inventory of over 200 units. Or cruise in like you used to 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard and see them in person. Got a trade? JMP will give you $1,000 push, pull, or tow. Apply for financing online. JMP Automart, in business for 64 years, so they must be doing something right.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
So you first started watching some of this video and you're like, that's it? But as the video's gone on and you've seen some more of this crazy stuff he's doing, you see why it's so wild?
Like I was telling Corey, from the time, it's probably revolutionary. So, I mean, I don't know how long he sat down there. I'm guessing probably 50 hours because there's a lot going on there. And pretty much every millisecond you have to change something up. So we're going to hit one more trivia question right here because I messed up our Liverpool question. All right. So what 80s band had a top 40 hit covering the Supreme song, Where Did Our Love Go?
Where Did Our Love Go? Oh, man, that's not a... I only have 20 seconds. Where did I... That's not coming to the top of my head here. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a good guess on that.
Soft Cell.
Soft Cell, really?
Soft Cell.
From the...
they also covered Tainted Love.
Obviously, Tainted Love. That's what they're... I didn't know Soft Cell had ever even done anything other than Tainted Love.
Same right. Here. Everybody take care.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM.